Well, CJWW is excited to present The Story of Merle Haggard at the Broadway Theater. That's on Wednesday, August 13th. Graham Neal from GNR Entertainment joins us, the producer and narrator of the show. Graham, before we talk more about the show itself, talk about Jess Lee. He, of course, is the singer. He's the man portraying Merle Haggard. Tell us more about Jess Lee.
Well, Jess is a fantastic artist on his own, Juno nominated. He's in the British Columbia Country Music Hall of Fame. He was in a band called the Midnight Rodeo Band. They had some hits on the radio. And his, I want to almost say channeling of Merle Haggard is something to behold. He doesn't dress up like Merle Haggard. He doesn't, you know, say, "I'm Merle Haggard." He's Jess Lee singing, but that tone and the delivery and his love of Merle and Merle songs really comes through. For anyone that loves, you know, traditional country music, nobody is singing it better than Jess Lee. In fact, I actually showed a video to Merle's former manager of Jess singing it, and he's like, "Oh my God, that is like amazing." So pretty great and a pretty special performer to be singing those Merle songs.
Yeah, interesting way to tackle this show because, you know, anybody who's seen a Shania Twain show that's not Shania, probably the costumes are much the same and looking like Shania and running the stage like Shania, or an Alan Jackson, same kind of deal with the cowboy hat and whatever. Got the look, but not the situation of Jess Lee performing as Merle Haggard, but he's got the stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, this is a show, and again, this is we don't call these, I guess, in the way we don't call them a tribute show. No one dresses up, no one pretends right. to be, or tries to give you that illusion that you're seeing that performer on stage. This is an artist singing another artist's songs, which I think is very special because mm-hmm. there is only one Merle, and so yeah, so that's sort of where we go. We tackle though the story of Merle Haggard, you know, from you know, his really impoverished beginnings, growing up in a converted boxcar for a house, to his rise to, you know, we could maybe not much of an argument, if not the number one, but in the conversation of the number one singer-songwriter of all time. His work speaks for itself, and that comes through. But the story of how he got there and the twists and turns and ups and downs and demons that he battled to come through is all laid out. So hopefully if you're a Merle fan, you'll learn more about Merle, maybe appreciate more about Merle, and some of those songs and the context of which they're sung and where they were makes a little bit more sense or resonates a little bit more.
All right, so we're going to have the stories now. When we talk about one of the greatest names ever, if not the one of the best in country music, so many hits. How do you choose the hits? How do you scale it down?
Number 38, number one.
Wow.
That's a long night, yeah. Well, we just pick, there's two things. You know, we always have to play the hits that, you know, the big, big, big ones that people want to hear. Sometimes we go a little bit more that sort of kind of fit into sort of the narrative a little bit and kind of make some sense of things, you know. Obviously, you know, when you're singing Lonesome Fugitive and, you know, you're just talking about how, you know, Merle basically, you know, was a bad kid from the beginning, sort of always running from the law until, you know, being sent to San Quentin. And, you know, all of those stories make a little bit more sense and stuff, you know. But we go, you know, through a lot of them. You know, it's difficult. We can't please everyone, but I feel like, you know, you've only got so much time. And in that time, I think we deliver a lot of the great songs.
But you will, when you grab your tickets, you will get the biggest and the best ones there is, and some more, because they're all great.
Absolutely.
From Merle Haggard, for sure. Anything else we need to know about the show, The Story of Merle Haggard, on August 13th at the Broadway there, Graham?
Yeah, I just think that it's one of those things where if you're a Merle Haggard fan, you're going to love it. And if you're on the fence of a Merle Haggard fan, you're going to love it. But if you bring someone that maybe isn't the biggest Merle fan, I think they're going to leave the biggest Merle fan, because getting a glimpse into what made Merle a genius really comes out. So it's beyond the music, and it's a little sort of a glimpse into what is really an emotional story. So we'll hope that everybody leaves a little bit richer for having seen this show.
The Story of Merle Haggard, performed by Jess Lee on August 13th. That's a Wednesday night at the Broadway Theater in Saskatoon. For more information and for your tickets to the show, get them while you can at cjwwradio.com. Graham, thanks for taking the time. We sure appreciate this.
Thank you. Appreciate all you do for country music as well.